The U.S. Senate voted today to pass a revised trade deal between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And yesterday, there was another trade development when President Trump signed the first phase of a trade pact with China. Trump hailed it as a big, beautiful agreement.
This is a very large deal, the China deal. It covers tremendous manufacturing, farming, a lot of rules, regulations, a lot of things are covered.
China, however, has struck a more cautious tone. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, joins us to talk about it more. Robin, let's start with the phase one trade deal with China. The president is very happy about it. What does it include?
I mean, huge numbers all around. I mean, massive agreed upon purchases across. You talk about agriculture, energy, manufacturing and services. This year, Tanya, China has to buy at least $77 billion extra of U.S. goods and services. Next year, at least $123 billion extra. You tally that up, that's $200 billion over 2 years, the majority of which would come from our manufacturers. And that's just an unprecedented ramp up we're expecting from China.
Yeah. Are American companies and consumers the winners or losers in this? I'm reading this new deal cuts in half tariff rates on billions of dollars worth of goods, but most of the higher duties will remain in place. Your thoughts?
Yeah. China being a $14 trillion economy, this could be a huge boon for all manner of U.S. companies, farms and the people they employ across the board. And this is at a time when the U.S. is already at full employment. Even so, punitive tariffs remain on about $360 billion worth of Chinese products. And the Chinese are penalizing our farm belt in kind, though some at lower rates than before. So you already have critics. They're both political and private sector critics wondering if we blinked without kind of extracting more tangible relief and access out of Beijing.
What about, you mentioned farmers, what about farmers and manufacturers specifically?
Yeah, to meet the bar for 2021, China is going to have to import upwards of $40 billion in U.S. farm goods, which I saw the Wall Street Journal calculates is a 90% jump from 2017 levels. The biggest cut of the headline, $200 billion, you're going to see much of that come from American manufacturers. And manufacturing trade is targeted to jump $45 billion next year from beginning levels.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he criticized the president's deal and said it was too weak, wondering what China is saying about it.
China isn't doing much in the way of running victory laps. I think the devil's really going to be in the details, and the skeptics are already hitting this idea that the U.S., who's the global torchbearer for free markets and market economies, is leaning on Beijing, which is the king of central planning, to kickstart this unprecedented two-year surge in purchases from the U.S. So there is this dissonance, if you will.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the other big thing that happened today. The Senate voted on Trump's revised North American trade deal with Canada and Mexico, which replaces NAFTA. What kind of effect will these two trade deals together have on the economy?
It's now called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA for short, and it won overwhelming support in a most divided Senate. You saw an 89-10 vote. It's a major rewrite of NAFTA that also spans agriculture, manufacturing, and services, and it won both Republican and Democratic support by demanding, yes, more export opportunities from the Rust Belt and some labor and environmental protections. Again, a lot of it is in the implementation and deliverables. And a lot of this is going to happen after November. So let's see who is elected.
Yeah. And the timeline, too, for phase two of the China trade agreement, what's the timeline for that?
You're going to see the United States try to get into aggressive negotiations to try to get China to stop subsidizing its state-owned enterprises. Some harder trophies to win back. But I think you're going to see in an election year that they'll probably be delivered.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you.